This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Happy New Year as we start 2025. Some of the top newsworthy stories from last year, including City Manager Mark Roloff deciding to retire after 16 years at City Hall. UW-Oshkosh Chancellor Andy Levis' decision to step down and become a member of the faculty. Another record year for EAA's Air Venture, the new Crossroads 41 concert series, along with the Boys and Girls Club's major expansion project wrapping up. The new operator of the Oshkosh Arena is hoping for a big year in 2025. Venue Works recently took over day-to-day operations of the facility. The director, Andy Linton, is not only thanking Oshkosh residents for their support in a Facebook post, he's encouraging them to possibly consider buying a sponsorship or possibly joining the arena staff. Most of all, he says he wants people to spread the word about the Oshkosh Arena. Now that Christmas is over, the city will start their curbside residential Christmas tree collection. The collection will be on your usual trash day during the week of January 6th and again during the week of January 20th. You can also drop off that old tree at the city yard waste drop-off site. Page two, a couple of new restaurants to try out soon. Chiang Mai has opened in the old Rent's Pizza location, featuring food from Thailand and barbecue. The restaurant has also opened at the remodeled Marriott Hotel downtown. Demolition of the old Washington School now expected to start soon. The city and Habitat for Humanity are teaming up to build houses on the Winnebago Avenue site. A total of 18 homes will be built in the $250,000 to $350,000 range. Get ready for some cold weather moving in soon. Old man winter is back with highs expected to be only in the teens and low 20s for the next week. And you still have a few days to fill out your Chamber Business Outlook survey for 2025. The survey is due on January 10th at 5 p.m. The results will be made available to Chamber members. We'll also talk about them here on Newsworthy. Turning to sports, Oshkosh West, Oshkosh North, and Lures boys basketball teams all resumed their schedules on Friday night. And the Wisconsin Herd is off on the road for a while. Their next home game is coming up on January 12th in the afternoon. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.